531. The biggest festival of Māori and Pasifika cultures in the Otago region is kicking off today, the Otago Polyfest 2019, with all school ages involved from early child care to secondary school. A record of 158 groups will be performing in the week-long event. Co-chair of Te Mana Āhua Ake Charitable Trust, which oversees Otago Polyfest, Pip Lofiso, joins us now on the phone. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Pip.
Hello, Philippa Brian. Good to talk to you.
Yes, good to talk to you as well. Well, 26 years of Polyfest, does it get any easier?
Oh my goodness, you think it does, and it's just, here we go, another year, and it's pretty exciting, and one thing you have to remember is that for some children, for many children, it's their first time, and for some schools, it's their first time, so while it might seem like our 26th time, it's very special for the ones who it's their very first time, and we have 17 groups who haven't been before, so it's great.
Great indeed. That's awesome, Pip. Now, a jam-packed week with students of all ages performing. Can you tell us more about this year's program, please?
Well, we've got an interesting night. We start tonight. Our opening actually happens in the evening. We used to try and do it in the morning, like the day before, but on the day that we started with our early childhood young people, but we found that it was harder for our community to be there, so we open in the evening with our community, and we're very honoured to have our local mana whenua, kaitahu whānau from Otago, will be opening our evening, and they've been doing that for a number of years. And then tonight we've got some interesting different groups, because usually Ngā Manu Kōrero, the Māori speech language competitions, happen the week after our event, but this year it coincides, so we've had to work out how we can do this together. So we have three speakers from our area going to the National Speech Competition. So they and their groups will be performing tonight, which is going to be quite special. And then going through the rest of our program. Our program will go right through evening and day until Friday afternoon.
Awesome.
When we wrap up.
Hmm. Now, Pip, can you give us an overview of the history of the festival and the purpose it was created for?
Well, it started off with some teachers in schools who had been learning, working with their students and their community, some of the parent tutors who became teachers 26 years ago, and they just started exploring cultural performance from both kapahaka, from Māori, and also various Pacific cultures. And they decided to put on a concert. And that happened, just one afternoon 26 years ago. And they had enough schools and I think a kōhanga reo. And then it's just tracked forward, I think, until we come to this year, where we now have a full multi-day, five-day event. And that's really because as we've gone through, and it's become more important and I suppose more valued across early childhood and schools. So I think for the last 10 years we've been at the Edgar Stadium here in Dunedin, so the Edgar Sports Centre, which also allows us to have more groups and also deals a lot more with sort of the logistics of having, almost 8,000 performers come through that door. And it's been an open invitation. We've never turned anyone away. And we've never kept it. Although, as we creep up to 160, we're like, we might have to find other ways now to manage the program. We have more groups coming from out of Dunedin who are from a region, from across the Otago region. So they're coming from North Otago, places like Oamaru, South Otago, Balclutha and Milton, and also Central Otago. So it's quite a wide spread in terms of where the groups are coming from.
And Pip, of course, no small undertaking when we're talking about logistics. Talk to me, please, about, the importance of volunteers playing in the Polyfest every year and how that's looking this year.
Well, we're getting there. We're amazed. We're some amazing people who've taken up quite a lot of their time, who've given a lot of their time this year. And People will give more than one day. Some people have given us some time every day, so that's 5 days this week that people have given to us. We've calculated we need at least 60 people per day to run each session, and so so that kind of creeps up to about at least 150, 160 people, probably more. But volunteers, we need them so much, even just to manage little groups of children, or sometimes our bigger groups, look after all our elders. It's really important to us to be hospitable, to make sure that all of our communities feel welcome, and that we can look after them as well. So yeah, we try and have a really positive vibe around the event, knowing that we have such a broad range of people, a diverse group of ages, groups of ages. So yeah, we need volunteers. And we're still taking volunteers. I've seen that people have been signing up yesterday still. So it's great.
And then, of course, the children of all ages, from childcare through to high school age, over the years. You know, what does it mean to the community and to the children every year, 26 years down the track, Pip?
Well, one of the things really fantastic is that you can get to year 13, and if kapahaka or, Cook Island, Samoan performance, whatever is your passion, you could almost do your whole, and go on to Polyfest throughout your whole schooling and education. You can be involved at early childhood, a kōhangare or aunga mata level, and then you go through to your primary school, and your intermediate school also participates, and then you get to secondary school and also participate. So I think that becomes really important. I think the other element that we've introduced the last few years is live streaming. We live stream the entire event, which has been really important for families who don't live in Dunedin, but also for parents who can't make it, or grandparents who don't make it. And I tell this story about a boy who goes to a local school. His grandmother lives in Dublin. She tunes in and watches his grandson. And last year she decided that she'd watch the rest of the day and sent back some really positive feedback to us. So live stream is a really important element as well. It means that people can engage. And I think the other thing, Tim, I should add is, of course, we've just had Tongan Language Week, and our festival for the last 3 years has coincided with Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori as well. So, promoting all languages, and a special promotion of Māori languages are also really important. So I think in terms of the value that it adds and the contribution it adds to our cultural diversity, but also our Otago region, has been really positive. So we've had some good sponsorship in terms of that as well.
And details, please, Pip, for our listeners, and of course for our listeners in the Otago region, on where they can go to, or for our volunteers and with the live streaming also, please.
Okay, so all of that you can find on our Facebook. So you just have to search Otago Polyfest. It will take you to our Facebook, and you'll be able to find the links to the live stream, but also the links to the volunteer form that you can just jump onto that. I must add, our festival director will make sure I've added, we do have a Give a Little out there, and if you jump onto Give a Little, look for us, you'll see what we're doing. And our Give a Little really is about making sure that we can look after our volunteers well this year. It starts tonight. The doors open at 5:00. It's at the arena, Edgar Centre on Portsmouth Drive in Dunedin. And it will go through Monday night tonight, and then we have Tuesday evening, Wednesday evening, Thursday day, and Thursday evening. And Thursday evening is really a showcase of our senior students. And then we have our session on Friday and wrap up in the afternoon.